The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
One more section I want to get here to the Sider family was only found because of that misdemeanor warrant. These are the ones who got caught. These are the families there's families out there who haven't been caught. They're everywhere. Everywhere you want to be, if you will. There's Good Samaritan laws out there that protect you if you choose to act. Nothing is required. Nothing requires you to. I mean, staying silent about a child in danger carry a consequence, you know, or is that a line that we can't cross? I don't know. I mean, it seems like, again, we were talking about this earlier. I feel like I see this all the time, just out in stores, out in society. It's overwhelming. I mean, is that part of our problem here when we're focusing on what has to change is educating society or trying to revamp society in some sort of way that has become so numb to this, so numb to horrible parenting, so numb to just they're everywhere. But they have to feel empowered. They have to feel enabled if they're going to say something. Because what's the point of making that phone call? What's the point of writing that email? What's the point of pointing it out to the security guard at the store or whatever? If absolutely nothing happens, nobody's going to say anything. And I think that's where we're at. That's why nobody is doing anything half the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors I think play into that, Tony. One is recognizing it because we second guess ourselves. I mean, I do this all the time with myself, even with the show. You know, you second guess yourself and the things you say and the perceptions you're getting and the feedback mm-hmm. you get. And so you second guess yourself because you know, one of the great tools we have as a species and the great hindrances is that disease of comparison. And we are our own worst critics, we're our own worst judges, and so we're thinking we must be wrong because they all must be right. So that's part of it that comes into play on this one. We also fall into the trap of fear. Fear is the greatest motivator of us as a species there is. And if you fear the action, you're not going to take the action. And so being able to, as a society, as messaging put out there, to have people not fear taking an action is also an important part of this. So, and then who do you go to with it? Because just like the scenario you just gave, you know, the security guard, a manager of a store, a bank, a hospital, what happens is, in situations like this most likely, is say you and I, granted, if we're together, we'd have more groupthink going, so we probably would take an action. But say, you know, I walk into a hospital and I see a wobble. All right. So I see a wobble. I see some interesting folks waiting in a delivery waiting room. I see disheveled kids. The smell is overwhelming. And I might have a small engagement, say, hey, you know, giving birth. And they say yes. And but so my spider senses are tingling. I got a deviation from norm. The first thing I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start looking for someone to talk to. Report to. Hospital might be a little different because I can talk to a nurse and the nurse said, don't worry, I got it taken care of, because they're ready to put a Band-Aid on. But Sam's somewhere else. Like you said, like a security guard, I'm walking in a department store or something. And now you're assessing the information that you have, the importance of that information. Now you're assessing on first impressions who I'm going to give it to. That and when you're dealing with an area and a society and a culture in these areas, is who you're going to report it to any better than who you're reporting about? So that's also, so in other words, who do you report it to? And there's no safe zone in order to walk to. And I call it the safe tube. And why I use that expression, because inside the FBI, when I was recruiting not just confidential human sources, but when you're trying to recruit the big ones, you know, the spy or an intelligence officer for a foreign country, you're trying to put yourself in a position where they can find you and feel safe in reaching out to you. Because it's not enough that I can solve all the problems in their lives. They have to feel safe in how to contact me, how to get to me, and that I'm the right person. And so that's part of this problem is also. So say you see something as important as this, who do I feel safe in sharing that with? And who do I feel safe in sharing that with that there's not going to be negative blowback on me for doing it? So that's the other part. It's so many different facets of this.
I keep going back to the hospital, and again, I'm not blaming the hospital workers, because in the current state of what the laws are and what can be done and can't be done, they did what they could do. Do we need to revise this more in the neonatal world of what we are accepting of, where, oh, you made a person, now it's yours, good luck, when you see... I mean, the track record of 18 children coming through here, you had the conjoined twins. So you got some genetic problems probably going on, wild guess. I'm going to guess, again, just conjecture. My wild, wild guess is that there's probably a little incest going on here. And it's probably not all these kids are necessarily the husband. Again, that would be my wild guess. Can't confirm it, don't know it, but, you know, I think I probably know it. Should there be more testing going on, especially in areas where there is suspicion? And it's not to say, well, we can't identify the DNA of the father or the mother, because there'll be plenty of cases where the dad's missing. But where, when there is a dad around, or there is parents around, and you see a situation like this, should there be some mandatory DNA testing going on to go, oh, look, this child shares the DNA of dad and daughter, not dad and husband. That right there, if there was a little test done, could have told us a lot very quickly. And somebody could have stepped in and said, what the fuck's happening here? Because clearly, the woman in this case who was having the children, I mean, to a certain extent, a victim as well. To a certain extent, I am in no way giving her a free pass after shitting out that many children. You are an adult. You can make your own decisions, and you do have some level of responsibility. But you do got to question the competency level of what she was even capable of as well. But should we have more tests done, things like that, to intervene, to see what's really behind the curtain and not just what the mutants tell us?
Sure, but I'm thinking of cost. Who's going to pay for it? Again, it keeps coming back to that again. I'm sorry to keep making it about, you know, the real world logistics of it. And so, again, I don't know the particulars of this case.
But, well, we have trillions to go and attack countries. But provoked. So, why can't we help our own?
So I'd be really, again, I think more will be coming to light on this. And I don't know the facts and details when she was 15 or when she first started giving birth to someone who was 18 at the time or 19. I really wonder how willing she actually was for all these 18 kids as well. So that's going to be also part of all these. God, we've seen this on so many cases.
It's just insane, because it's like you look at this family, you look at the pattern, the extensive pattern of behavior that was demonstrated over and over and over, and they're like, oh, it's just a family that has a lot of kids. It's not. It's like looking at a hamburger going, look at it. It's a patty and there's a sesame seed bun and there's pickles and there's lettuce and there's tomato on there. That hamburger, that's what I call a taco. It's clearly a hamburger. Mm-hmm. Why are we pretending it's something that it's not? Like, this is clearly a family that's very likely violating each other and it's The Hills Have Eyes, the one that didn't make it to the theaters because it was too extreme.
I really think it, you know, we talk about this all the time too. It's a sad fact also of if you look at the demographic and the economic status which they come from, I think that's a huge driving force in this because 18 and counting, we still got the Duggar family. Look how they were covered and they got our attention because of all the kids, but in a much, much different way than this family of exactly the same number, but different social and economic status. Both abhorrent, both created monsters, and not the children, you know, that we don't know about the 18, you know, in this case. But in the Duggars, they created two monsters, at least in that family, you know, with the boys. And yet they still had the positive, you know, framing around them. I mean, just think
you can have a shiny, happy version of this too, which is essentially that. And then you can have a decrepit, hoarder's, hellish version like this. Similar different types of abuse all going on. It's just framed in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of what we are willing to say we accept in our society as being okay with giving people the autonomy that they have. Should they have as much as they do? Or when is the step in time? When we frame it of this is abuse and they're doing it for this reason, because it seems to come down to reason half the time. It's like, well, their religion says this is how it goes. And if you saw the same sort of abuse and there wasn't the religion aspect, it's just they're being shitty human beings. Oh my God, go after them. But when you interject that, a little God to the sprinkle, suddenly it's like, oh, well, we got to respect this shit. Like, no, I don't think we do. Abuse is abuse.
Yeah, abuse is abuse, and especially when you're dealing with children, and the accountability of everyone involved should be higher. But again, I think just go at it at that younger age with some better programs can you imagine? I'm gonna say this is generational stupid that caused this. This was not two parents, you know, the 15-year-old, now older obviously, but with malicious intent. It was just two really, really stupid people with generational stupid, right? I know I keep saying it, I'm getting redundant with it. But you say to that young couple that has their first couple kids and now at grade school level, do you think they wouldn't take advantage of someone coming in and saying, hey, listen, we got a free summer program for your kids. All you have to do is sign. They'll go away. They'll have a nice experience. It's hard to imagine them not saying, hey, that's a great idea. They're out of our hair for the summer.
I think you do, because you have a level of not wanting to be exposed.
If they're hiding something, right.
Which most of them are.
Yeah. Well said.
But you're going to have to bet on the idea that they're smart enough to think ahead on that. And a lot of them aren't. A lot of them aren't going to think ahead enough to go, oh, me sending my child away where my child might expose the hellhole that they live in, but you do have enough that do get self-protective enough that will, you know, insulate and not let the world see, because it will come back.
I don't think you're going to capture everyone on it, but no. From what I've read and what I've experienced, not everyone that is living in hell thinks they're living in hell and thinks they need to hide it. It's just their way of life. You know, and so you're going to be able to capture at least those. So I think a simple program, something like that, would capture more and save more, because I don't think it would fall completely flat. Are you going to capture everyone? No, you're not going to capture the ones. Because just like if someone's bent and determined to do harm to another person, whether you have gun laws or not, they're going to do harm to another person. They're going to use a car. They're going to use a knife. They're going to use something to do harm to this other individual because they're inconceivably rage baited into it, right?
Yeah.
Now, in the same case here, if someone has been determined to hide their abhorrent behavior from officials and from someone coming in, they're going to be able to do it. But you're going to be able to capture more that are completely unaware of the fact or more oblivious to the fact that, wow, my lifestyle and the way I'm living and raising my kids is really, really, really not healthy at all because that's all they've ever known. So those are the ones you might be able to capture.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the ecosystem in that house of those people, in no way am I giving them a pass, but I don't know that any of them had the intellectual ability to recognize anything was wrong.
I don't think so either.
I think that's part of it to a certain extent. I know, like, people are like, well, they had social media accounts. They were able to go here and there. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what people can do. It's amazing how much people can function somewhat in society and still their brain and what they're registering as normal and okay and acceptable, it is truly not to the rest of the world, registers it as that, and they don't see the outside.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see? I mean, so if they had social media accounts, if they had TikTok, wouldn't it be amazing to kind of look? I'd be so interested in seeing what they actually followed on social media.
I saw some comments saying they did. I can't confirm it. I don't know, but I'm going to keep digging into this. It will come out. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're watching, whether it's Apple Podcasts, whether it's on YouTube. Press subscribe. We do greatly appreciate that. We're here every day live at 11 a.m.
And before you go, throughout the day. My and Todd's and Lisa's heartfelt thanks for all you do for making this look easy. Because I can tell you firsthand, I've been with you for about 4 years now. I've sat by your side and you make it look so easy. And I can tell you, it is not easy. So thank you for coming back.
Well, thank you for filling in. I thank you for helping steer the ship, and Todd and Lisa and everybody. My goodness. It was lovely to get a week away and just take a breath. And come back fired up. I was in airports all day yesterday, putting together stuff for today's show and getting myself educated on the story. And I was just fuming the whole day of just like, oh my God, these people.
Not good for the soul.
Yes. Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books. Amazon, also audiobooks, Audible. Check it out. Leave a review as well. Until next time, for Todd, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.